Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we finish off the book of Isaiah. We're in the last two chapters, chapters 65 and 66. Chapter 65 we'll listen to from Faith Comes by Hearing's recordings, and chapter 66 will be read by our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg. So let's finish off the book of Isaiah with chapter 65.
Isaiah 65.
I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here am I. Here am I," to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself. Do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their bosom both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills, I will measure into their bosom payment for their former deeds. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, "Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it," so I will do for my servants' sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob, and from Judah possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down for my people who have sought me. But you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and fill cups of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you to the sword, and all of you shall bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not listen. But you did what was evil in my eyes, and chose what I did not delight in. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be put to shame. Behold, my servants shall sing for gladness of heart, but you shall cry out for pain of heart and shall wail for breaking of spirit. You shall leave your name to my chosen for a curse, and the Lord God will put you to death. But his servants he will call by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the land shall bless himself by the God of truth. And he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten and are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? What is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and trembles at my word, he who slaughters an ox is like one who kills a man, he who sacrifices a lamb like one who breaks a dog's neck, he who presents a grain offering like one who offers pig's blood, he who makes a memorial offering of frankincense like one who blesses an idol. These have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I also will choose harsh treatment for them, and bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not listen. But they did what was evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and cast you out for my name's sake have said, Let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy. But it is they who shall be put to shame. The sound of an uproar from the city, a sound from the temple, the sound of the Lord rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came upon her, she delivered a son. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I who cause to bring forth shut the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her in joy. All you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip, and bounced upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind to render his anger and fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh, and those slain by the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one in the midst, eating pig's flesh and the abomination, and mice shall come to an end together, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far away that they have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, and in litters, and on mules, and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath. All flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
In 1991, I finished up the book of Isaiah with these words. Finally finished Isaiah. It's a hard book to understand. Need to know history and geography to relate to this prophet. I look forward to Jeremiah. Isaiah does say there will be a new earth, one where God reigns. I look forward to that day. 10 years later, in 2001, I wrapped up Isaiah with these words. Finally completed Isaiah. Not a happy book. God continues to reach out to us. Thank you for reaching for me. And lastly, in 2011, another 10 years later, I finished off Isaiah with these words. God reaches down to us. He rejects those who reject him and protects those who follow him. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And then I quoted this verse. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Again, all do not go to heaven. 66 verses 15 through 16. And then I quote, and those slain by the Lord shall be many. So we finished the themes of Isaiah pretty much with some of the verses in these chapters. First, 65 verse 1. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. On to verse 12. I will destine you to the sword, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not listen, but you did what was evil in my eyes and chose what I did not delight in. That is the message of the Bible, isn't it? Over and over and over, God says, I am here and I'm willing to have relationship with you, but you reject me. You don't want a relationship with me, and I won't force myself upon you. In 65:17, the Lord reminds us, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Yes, there will come a day, as verse 25 says, that the wolf and the lamb shall graze together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Yes, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and there will be peace here on earth. And in 66:1, God reminds us of who he is. He says, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. And finally, he reminds us in verse 18, the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory. We have journeyed through the book of Isaiah, all 66 chapters in 31 days. We have been reminded that sin separates us from God. But God longs to put his arms around us. It's our choice. He calls for us. He waits for us. Will you respond? Some of us will experience that new heaven and that new earth because we've given our lives over to Jesus. Some of us will suffer his wrath as he declares it in these chapters. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger in fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh, and those slain by the Lord shall be many. And the book closes with this warning, this verse. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me, for their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Yes, friends, there's heaven. And yes, friends, there's hell. We don't hear much preaching about fire and brimstone and heaven and hell anymore, do we? But Isaiah makes it clear. There is a choice. What choice have you made? Where will you spend eternity? Heaven or hell? Lord, we read your word so we can get this reality. We may not like it, but you speak truth into our hearts. Through the book of Isaiah, you have made the choice clear once again. Help us, Lord, to choose life. To choose you, to choose to spend eternity with you in heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Open your arms to anyone listening to this podcast today who wants to make a choice for you. You reminded us earlier, your arm is not short, and you are mighty to save. Praise the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise you, all creatures here below. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.